I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for joining us for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5. We've got a holiday weekend, which means we've got to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on in the city of Wichita. But one important thing is it is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is something that I think a lot of people brush past and say, oh, that's not really like a sickness. It is, actually. Thank you for your, you know, your thoughts, but it is. And it's something that I think is awesome to discuss and be open about it. And I'm really excited because we have two different guests in the studio with us. We have Shauna Allen and Stephanie Klein. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So you guys are with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. So you guys, busy month, right?
Definitely. We're really excited to kind of chariot Mental Health Awareness Month. And kind of we've started a kickoff for Facebook, and it's honoring Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's a topic we picked was Tear Stigma Apart. And so... Stephanie, you want to tell us a little bit of, even about a couple of the videos you've done, and I can tell you about a couple of mine?
We're really trying to embrace the idea of beating down the walls of stigma. Universally, I think everybody at some point in their life has been touched or impacted by stigma or stigmatizing words or barriers in life, and we thought what a better way to embrace this challenge and bring awareness to stigma in general, and what ways can we kind of go viral and get the word out about the need to stand strong together and tear down stigma. We have developed a Facebook campaign going beyond Facebook. You can also connect with it on Twitter. You can connect with it on Instagram. And the idea is really to film yourself, film others, and really share some visual imaging of stigmatizing words, how you can break those down. You can go to our Facebook site through the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas and see some of those videos. But the idea is really to embrace those words that have been traumatizing to you and tearing them apart. So, and what better weekend to do it than Memorial Weekend to be able to talk about this and embrace this initiative? So thank you for having us here for that.
Of course. You know, I'm looking on your Facebook page and all the different videos that people have uploaded. And to give you an idea, okay, if you go log on to Facebook, type in mental health, it'll pop right up. Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. And then you can see all the different videos that have been made. And it's words that you may not even have a realization that that does have a stigma to it. So there's a video, someone's ripping up a page that has the word slow on it. There's stigmas that go along with that that you don't even think about. Like maybe somebody's battling with, you know, maybe you just need something explained twice. Maybe you're not slow. Maybe we all process information differently. We all learn differently. I remember being in school, and whenever we would have math board races, I was always so scared because I was the slowest one. Yeah. And when it came to picking teams, everyone's like, no, we don't want Miranda. And I'm like, come on, seriously. But it's things like that. You hear a certain word and you cringe inside because it's that meaning that you get from it. All of a sudden, it gives you these emotions and these feelings. And
it sticks with you. Look how you're talking about it right now. Like, I feel like I'm right back in your classroom.
Thanks a lot for all those board races, everybody. They were great. Didn't bother me at all. I'm great. But it's true. Like, that's what this is. And so there's a lot of things that, you know, teen years, you're really vulnerable to a lot of situations. Definitely. Young adulthood, you're vulnerable. So you guys are really getting out there and being like, hey, let's, like, tear these words up and get them out of the way.
Yeah, that's the idea.
So with the month, with Mental Health Association of South Central, just going through and the Mental Health Awareness Month, you guys have had a lot of events going on. You have a lot on your plate. Like, what's on the road for 2017?
Exciting stuff. So it's our 60th year, which is really, really exciting. Yeah. I know, right? And so with that, we're going to be having a gala in November. And so really this month, with being Mental Health Awareness Month, this is kind of was our kickoff for getting ready for the gala. And so, you know, we have over 30 programs at MHA. And so there's just all different departments are just kind of gearing up and getting ready. And so
that gala event will be November 4th. It is something we've really put our heart and soul into developing, and it's going to be held at the Abode venue. So it's going to have great food, catered by Gaga's Grub. It's going to have wonderful raffle prizes, and it's going to be a casino-themed night. So you're going to see men in nice suits and women in beautiful dresses. And so we are really excited about that, but the main thing, it's going to be going for a wonderful cause. So it will be going to support the Mental Health Association and the various programs that we do, as well as the clientele that we serve. It's, you know, you look at a vulnerable population, and that's why we're here to help.
Now, as you were saying, just talking about a lot of the programs that you guys offer, can you kind of shine some light on some of them, just to give everybody kind of an idea of, you know, 30 programs, 30 plus programs? That's
huge. It is. So you've got two people here today that represent two different programs. So we can talk a little bit about those and just kind of highlight maybe some of our other programs, Stephanie.
Absolutely. I oversee our residential care and our housing program. And some of those, really, again, we look at housing programs for our severely persistently mentally ill, as well as our seniors. We also do veteran emergency housing, and what a better weekend to talk about this again besides Memorial Weekend. We are partnered with the Veterans Administration, and so we have a very close collaborative working relationship with them, and we are the main housing entity for homeless veterans in Sedgwick County. So we do have that program. We see a great impact there. We do mental health group homes, crisis homes, independent living, so a wide variety of housing and residential services. We also do
a new grant.
We also do homeless services. So we have a cooperative agreement with the state of Kansas, and our initiative for that is to serve the most vulnerable population. So we're looking at the chronically homeless that also have a mental illness. Typically, you see as well suffering from a dual diagnosis. But we do what we do is provide a full array of services. So they get matched with case managers and peer support, employment services. They get substance abuse treatment, clinical assessments, but the main part of that is the ultimate goal is when we have been able to give a soft touch and hand to them is that they leave us housed.
Well, and I'm so glad you said that, because I have had conversations with people that say, "Oh, it's not hard, just get a job." It's not that simple. I mean, we're talking about people that are battling some serious mental illnesses. They may be undiagnosed. We're talking about people that are battling addictions and may also have a type of mental illness that goes along with an addiction. Maybe you have an addiction because you're dealing with this other thing that's going on. There's a lot that leads up to that. It's not just as simple as
The barriers are like the Hoover Dam. They're huge. And they're intimidating to look at.
So I'm so glad you said that. Okay, tell me more about the programs. What else?
So I work downtown at 805 South Main, and I oversee our addictions program and our DBT program, which is dialectical behavioral therapy.
Wow, that is a
word. I know, it's a big word. It sounds really intense. It is kind of intense, actually. So it's a specialized form of therapy and groups for high-risk people. And what we when we say about high-risk people, that I mean, it could be different things like you're struggling with kind of just going in and out of the hospital, maybe even some high-risk behaviors with self-harming yourself. And so we kind of have adopted a curriculum that Dr. Linehan developed, and she's kind of our Buddha, and so we follow her rigorously and do her dialectical behavioral therapy. So that's a pretty cool program. But now, other than that, I mean, we do a lot of things downtown. We have a batterers intervention program. We have a theft program now in the state of Kansas. If you have a shoplifting charge, you are court ordered to an 8-hour class. So we run that class. We also are running our parenting classes. So they're court approved. But also, we have people that come into them that just would like some help in parenting.
I mean,
it's hard. No, parenting is hard.
There are so many different situations where if perhaps you don't have the resources or the family that are here, and you get into certain situations and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And you want to have that help. It is nice. I mean, I've definitely been in a couple situations where I'm right. like, is this right? Like,
I don't know how many times I've Googled something and said, what?
And you know, there are those folks out there, they don't have the computer to use Google. They don't have the grandparents to call in the heat of the moment, in the middle of the night. That's all very real stuff.
It is. It is. So we're glad to be able to offer those. We have a once-a-month class that is an eight-hour class, and we also offer an eight-week class that happens every week.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to Empower Wichita, and what we're talking about is basically this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and right now we have got the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas on with us, and there are tons of ways that you can find out more about Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas, serving the community for over 60 years. You can find them on Facebook. Just Google Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. They'll pop right up. They've got a really cool logo. You can see it's a bell with a face on it. You can go to their website. It's MHASCK. Got it? MHASCK.org. And right now, they're gearing up for a gala that's going to happen in November and also celebrating Tearing Stigmas Apart. So this is really cool. You can see a lot of the videos if you hashtag Tear Stigma Apart. And there are ways that you can make your own video if you want to share it and have them put it on their Facebook page. You can see other people's videos that they've made. And, you know, something that may strike a chord with you may be something that strikes a chord with someone else. It's funny that we all think we're different people and we have different lives, but we're all brought together and brought down by some of the very same things. We're all very similar when it comes to not liking feeling bad,
right.
a lot of times.
That's right.
You know, the stigmas can create some bad vibes and make us feel really vulnerable. And sometimes when you're trying to seek help or to have some clarity, you know, you feel like you're on a really hard road and maybe no one else understands that road you're on. Don't worry. Like, these videos show you that we're all up and against something, but it's the fact that we're all continuing is what makes it so inspirational.
Yeah.
So, you guys, there's so much going on. It's a huge month. You're so busy. How can folks get a hold of you guys if they need help, if they want to help you guys out, maybe make a donation? What can they
absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely. Part of our stigma campaign, there is a GoFundMe page attached to that.
Awesome.
You know, our main mission, though, is to break the chain of stigma and just get the word out and support the campaign in that way. However, if you do want to donate that to the GoFundMe page, you're more than welcome to. We appreciate it, and anything definitely does help.
I think the link is at the bottom of
absolutely
the Facebook posts.
Okay.
If you go to our website, which is MHASCK.org, you can also get connected there to contribute and provide a donation, also to get resources and information.
Yeah.
I mean, the wealth of information that's out there is amazing, and we're a small part of that in a bigger scheme of resources. We see ourselves as a silent giant. Shauna said earlier, we have 30 programs and continuing to grow. So we do everything from basically infancy to senior citizens.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of look at services across a lifespan.
Oldest client is over 100 years old.
Right.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
You know, and that's a pretty big embracing program. We have senior services, senior companion, mid-canyon, senior outreach. And some of the goals of those programs is to provide companionship to seniors as well as to provide services to seniors that want to remain in their home so they don't get a nursing home placement.
Absolutely. And that's something that I was very familiar with my grandmother. And that is something, if you maybe you know someone that's in your neighborhood and you notice that they are elderly, there is there's kind of a forgotten thing. A lot of people don't want to talk about what's going to happen to us when we get older. And unfortunately, elderly people get pushed aside a lot because it's something that we know it's going to happen to us, but we don't want to think about it.
Right.
And they do need visitors. They need interaction. They need someone to take care of them. You need to make sure that when what homes they're in, they're being taken care of, not being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
That's a huge job.
Mm-hmm. So if you see somebody like that, you can call 211 and make a report. And that actually then links us in. And we have a nurse and a social worker that'll go out and check the case out and just check on the person and make sure they're okay. And if we can get them linked to anything, we do that.
Awesome. See, I didn't even know that.
Right. I mean, you know, we kind of... We've at our agency, we kind of corner ourselves as being the silent giant.
Yeah.
We do a lot, and we need to let the community know what we do, because there's a lot of resources out there. Children's services, we do medication services, therapy services, a lot of clinical services, as well as prevention services. We partner up with many of the schools to provide prevention services.
We're in 11,259 schools at this
point.
All the way down to Mulvane.
Yeah.
You know, we have lunch buddies programs and compeer friend of friend programs, and we could go on and on.
I don't think Miranda has enough time for all of us today.
The awesome thing is, though, is now that you guys know this, like, call up the number and then just see, like, say, like, hey, so this is our situation.
Definitely.
This is what we're up against. I mean, you're probably going to find a program or at least get a resource as to where to head in the right direction.
That will connect you. You can call 316-685-1821, which is our general number, and we can get you connected to anything that you need.
Yep.
For outpatient services, which is therapy, medication management, and substance abuse, you can call 316-652-2590. And there is an automated directory that'll get you to where you need to go.
They can
kind
of just like guide you through everything. That's so awesome. You guys have so much, and it's really cool, and we need to have you back on a regular basis just to talk about all the different programs that are available. And there are so many things that every family battles individually, together, and, you know, whatever it is that you've got, trust me, it's not going to be the strangest, biggest or worst thing that they've heard. So
that's
one thing I've learned from my therapist. It's honey, you gotta get creative, because I've heard it all. I'm like okay, I've got something new to tell you. But it's really cool, so definitely check it out. 685-1821 is one number you can call. You can go online at mhasck.org. easy to find them on Facebook. I literally wasn't even finished typing the word mental and they popped up in the search button. So Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. So to close, is there anything you guys just want to throw out there for our listeners that perhaps have never gotten to use the services or haven't been familiar with them? Is there anything you just want to remind them before we go?
I think it's always worth a phone call.
Yeah.
You know, if we can't help you, then we can put you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
But, you know, change starts with just the first phone call, and we're there to help.
Yeah.
Out. So.
So call.
Absolutely.
What you waiting for?
Exactly.
Come on.
And definitely go on our Facebook page, because Miranda is going to do a Tear Stigma part, and you can check her out there.
Yeah.
There's so many words I want to use. I might have a long video. This might actually be very good for
me. It's okay.
We've got more coming up. And be sure, if you want to share this interview with anybody, it'll be available on our website at power935.com. Just click on In Case You Missed It, and then Empower. We've got all our past Empower sessions. And also, if you want to see the videos or get in touch with Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas, just get on Facebook and give them a holler. We got more coming up, so don't go anywhere. It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.